The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three begins, my friends, on a happy, happy hump day, Trump day. It is 8:06. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy, and you can get the podcast. You know where you get it? Wherever you normally get your podcast. That's right. Click subscribe, and you're there. You won't miss any of the Bob Rose Show, and we don't want you to miss any of it. Thank you so much for supporting what we do. We appreciate it very, very much. Trump train rolling. Some really strong picks that the president has made. Florida, Senator Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Great pick. Ooh. One of the latest that's been talked about, it was made official yesterday evening, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. That'll be a little controversial, I guess. It may not be the typical pathway to being Secretary of Defense, but he has real-life experience in both Iraq and Afghanistan as a war veteran there, two Bronze Stars, and he has an educational background, graduate of Princeton, and also a master's from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. So I think he has the right attitude. Mm-hmm. As a caller pointed out very astutely earlier, you know, this isn't a guy who runs in the circles of the folks who make all their money off of selling, war implements, if you will. And nothing against those companies.
No, got to have them.
Great companies do great work. Got to stay ahead of the curve. Totally get it. But let's be honest, a lot of fat, a lot of waste. We can trim that up a little bit, make that money go further in defense of our country. And so I think he's a guy that can both do that and at the same time inspire young people toward considering either a time or career in the military, because they are hurting, and it's obvious why, under 4 years of the Biden-Harris administration and what happened in Afghanistan is unacceptable and demoralizing, to say the least. And then they have all that woke agenda that also was being implemented. That's all going to be turned around now. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem chosen to oversee Trump's Department of Homeland Security. You literally could have picked anybody and be 100% better than the current bozo in there.
Oh my goodness.
That guy,
yes.
I mean, you talk about somebody who clearly doesn't care about Americans.
No.
Mayorkas is like a living example of that. All right, and we'll get to more of these awesome picks. It sure looks like Senator Rick Scott is going to be the senior majority leader. They'll vote on that. But, man, he's got a lot of heavyweights backing him up and supporting him. It's probably a real good chance that he'll wind up with that gig, that post, if you will. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. Shep, you're on the air.
Well, guys, I just wanted to comment. You know, President Trump winning re-election and then all of his picks. It must be a bunch of real bitter pills for the lunatic left to swallow. I was thinking maybe we can give it to them in a suppository.
I can read between those lines. And I agree. Look, the left still has, they have the lefty media. And yes, they're going to use that bully pulpit to be derogatory toward, incoming President Trump and any of his picks, sure, no matter who they are.
Right.
that they're not going to be happy, and they're going to, you know, spin the wheel of complaints, spin the wheel of blame. Mm-hmm. Do it. But the last thing on their list to do, if it's even on their list, would be to self-analyze and say, what bloody direction was the Democrat Party headed in when when we are loathing toward children, when we want them to, you know, to cut them up because they have questions about their own gender, and not just allow it to happen. They were actively promoting this kind of thing.
Absolutely,
and that's just a tip of the iceberg. But yeah, letting that lunatic left, definitely that Marxist left, to allow them to control your entire party. This is the result of that. That there are still enough Americans that know what America is, and what you are presenting was not what they consider the American way. And you can do that without being mean, spiteful, or hateful. The left doesn't understand it because that is their modus operandi. You know, hate first, ask questions. No, don't even ask questions, just hate. That's what they operate under. So they just assume if you differ in opinion, mm-hmm. that you're a hater too.
Right.
They don't get it, and they're not going to get it. And
well, they don't care.
Maybe that's a good thing. The most important thing is that the majority of Americans get it, mm-hmm. understand it, and know that America was definitely headed in the wrong direction. And polls showed that, that was in the 70, high 70 percentile.
Yes.
That agreed with that. All right. Also, I want to keep you up to date with what's going on in the tropics. I know we're approaching the middle of November. I know.
Don't say the word.
Radiant Credit Union, a tropical weather update, severe weather update. We're looking at an area of disturbance. You've got some showers, thunderstorms that continue. This is central and western Caribbean. A broad area of low pressure in that area. Environmental conditions appear conducive for development. Formation chance through 48 hours is high at 80%. Formation chance through 7 days is high at 90%. This is not something that we're going to have to deal with anytime soon, as in a few days. But we will definitely keep an eye on this and see if it develops and where it might be headed because, that's what we do. We keep you informed. But, yeah, wow, here we are in November. Hopefully this kind of cool, front that's going to be moving through. And I wouldn't call it a cold front, but, you know, some of this cooler, drier air expecting. Hopefully that will kind of knock down and diminish whatever could be developing.
Well, and if you're going to be, like we are, having some folks in town for Thanksgiving, which is 2 weeks away from tomorrow.
What?
I know, 2 weeks from tomorrow. I'm not ready for it. Some of these cooler temps are nice if you got some projects you want to get. Because we all want to, tidy up, get the yard looking good if you got company coming,
Or go to the company. Don't bring the company to you is another theory.
Then you have none of those projects to do. You can just put them off till spring. But, yeah, I'm probably going to be trying to get some of these things knocked out with these cooler days.
I mentioned that some big names, heavy hitters in the Senate are backing up Senator Scott, own Rick Scott, to get the leadership role. You've got Mike Lee, strong conservative. You've got Senator Marsha Blackburn told Breitbart that she is supporting Senator Rick Scott for the Senate GOP leader in the upcoming vote, which is sometime this morning that is supposed to take place. So we'll keep an eye on that. But it looks real good for Senator Rick Scott. And
Florida's just taken over the Capitol, I think. I'm not complaining about that.
Funny, too. I heard Governor Huckabee is going to be Trump's ambassador to Israel.
Yes.
And I'm going, can you narrow it down? I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. I go, Dad was the governor and his daughter's the governor. So you got to narrow it down.
But when I just say Huckabee, I guess because I think of the TV show as well. I think of the old man. I think he's perfect for Israel. I mean, strong supporter, from an Israeli perspective, folks on the other side are not going to think so at all. And I totally understand that. But from an Israeli perspective, he'd be a good one.
He apparently is taking it very seriously and possibly going undergoing a name change to Huckerberg.
Wow.
No? I didn't even give you a chance to hit the thing. Thank you very much.
Wow. Huckaberg.
You like that one?
It is cute. I will grant you that, yes.
Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, twice presidential candidate, television host. He's been named as President-elect Donald Trump's ambassador to Israel. He will become the first evangelical Christian in the role. Wow. This guy, Trump, first evangelical Christian. Wait. Didn't the left say, how could evangelicals vote for this guy, this bad guy, he was a bad man, a sinful man? It's like, I don't know.
Hmm.
There was this guy.
Yeah.
He made it all the way to king.
Yeah.
And then he screwed it all up.
Huh.
They called him King David.
Yeah.
You
mean he wasn't perfect and flawless in every way?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
He was, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
He took a wrong turn.
Or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then he reconciled with God.
Mm.
And if you read this part of the Bible called Psalms, there's a very good chance that he was the author of most of that.
Oh, you mean the good book Obama used to talk about? The good book.
Yeah, the one we cling to along with our guns. That's right, Barry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're the ones you were talking about.
Yes, we were.
It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is definitely a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's another awesome day. Thank you, Lord. Let's try to be productive and make something good out of it, shall we? It is 8:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, more top picks for the Trump team. Also, Trump is meeting with Joe Biden at the White House today. Oh, buddy, old pal.
Yeah.
I think that Biden would rather spend a little bit of time with Trump, believe it or not, than with Kamala. I do.
Probably so.
Would you go along with that?
He'd rather sit down and have lunch with Hillary himself than Harris.
Hey, Fall Festival coming up, and it is going to be, this one is going to be put on by the VFW Post 2811. That is the one on Waldo Road that happens to have a tank parked in front. But it's this Saturday from 9 to 3, and they're pretty much going to have a little of everything there. Vendors selling and trading yard sale items, plants, baked goods, new and used clothing, crystals, jewelry, collectible items, a chili cook-off, a chili cook-off, tasting at noon, judging at 1, live music, food trucks, bring the kids for the bounce house, face painting, and a petting zoo.
Aww.
And a raffle as well.
I just want to drive the tank. That's what I want to do. They won't let me.
Every time I go by there, man, I salute the military and their service and all that. And I always, it reminds me, I go, thank you very much.
Wow.
This whole Shecky Rose thing is not going to work out for me. My time at the Ramada Inn is going to be limited if you people don't respond.
Yeah. Oh, how old do you have to be to actually know who you're talking about? When you say Shecky.
Oh, Shecky, Shecky Green.
It's been gone a while.
Yeah, I think it was a dated reference. When we first heard of it, you and I, our age.
He had been around for about 30 years at that point, I think.
See, radio, we keep these kinds of things alive. We help with the legacy of America, you know, through... Mm-hmm. They used to be, you know, it used to be in the old days, you know, you'd get together at the campfire, and that's folklore, and these folk stories and stuff. This is how history... would have been done, but we, as talk radio folks, we're the future of the truth in history, and yet we can do it in an entertaining way.
Well, that's the goal, at least, you know. Yeah, gotta have a goal.
Yeah. Well, yes, but educators should have the same goal. You can be entertaining and still get across the information you need. In fact, I think makes it much easier, and much more effective.
We're kind of the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, radio is the campfire. I like that.
Is that just a sound effect of a campfire?
No, it's a real campfire, Bob. I'm building one in the studio.
Because you know it sounds like the beginning of the Cow Sills song.
Which one?
I saw her sitting in the rain.
The rain.
You know, there were flowers in her hair.
Yes.
Flowers everywhere.
And it's not even Friday, friends.
It's not even Friday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the actual song is called The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you'll never find it when you go to look it up. Because it's not called The Flower Girl.
And that was the basis for the TV show...
The Partridge Family! Ding, 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 ding.
His eyes light up when he thinks about Susan Day.
Really? I was more of a... not from that standpoint, but a fan of...
Yeah?
Reuben Kincaid. He cracked me up, man. because that guy, and you met him too, that guy's the manager / promoter in the music business that we all used to have to
deal with.
Absolutely.
Dealing with artists,
right.
Yes. That's absolutely correct.
Hey, you know what we're dealing with now?
What's that?
Rock the Country.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is coming back. I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
There's possibly we might have stuff to share with listeners. I can't say anything more than that.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Jr., Bo Cephas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big shoe. There's another reference for you.
A lot of good folks on that
May
lineup.
9th and 10th, I do believe. And it's going to be at the Florida Horse Park. So change of venue. From where it was last time. And May, I think it should be warm, but not uncomfortably sizzling warm. It'll be the lead up to my birthday.
It's all about his birthday. His birthday month.
My birthday? Do I talk about my birthday?
Only before the month, during the month, and
did
right
I
after the month.
Did I mention I was born on Mother's Day?
You might.
And the angels, they sang... As I was being delivered, and the halo was then adjusted accordingly. You know what the halo really was, right?
What's that?
They were all satellite dishes. That's how they communicated with God.
We're talking about ancient aliens now?
Are we
crossing over of biblical belief and ancient aliens?
We did a long time ago. You just didn't see that episode of Star Trek, apparently. I mean, that was in a galaxy far, far away.
Okay.
There I am, mixing up my references.
Yes.
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Not the same crowd.
That's all the same to me.
No.
Right now, everybody's like, what?
Did I mention it's only Wednesday?
Yes, we're running. You know what?
What?
We're like Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk.
Yeah?
Yes, we're going to be very efficient with our humor because we don't have a lot of it. They are going to be very efficient when it comes to paring back on government waste. We'll talk about that more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Being very efficient, being the key word now in government, being very efficient at eating leftovers that I worked so hard on.
Mm-hmm.
I made the nachos. I put it in, rub it in your Facebook.
Saw those.
Got some good response.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things, if you're going to do it right.
Agreed.
It is 8:35, by the way. Yeah, and I am going to talk about Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, and really have, I'm going to share something with you in a minute. But first, black olives. What is your problem, Greg?
No, never liked them.
All right, so when you're going to make nachos, you can put anything you like on them.
Sure.
Now, I don't like a lot of beans in my chili. I didn't say no beans. The big, red, ugly kidney beans have no purpose on the planet Earth at all. First thing I would do if I was Trump, I'd eradicate all of those. I don't like them. There's no need for them. They're big. They're like, it's like, no. There's too much there.
So I do those and black beans.
The little black beans are the best.
I agree.
And then not a bad bean is your pintos. So that's what I have is kind of a pinto chili bean in there, in with my nachos. But the fresh ground beef, which was ground round, by the way, so you don't have a lot of grease and waste.
Mm-hmm. Well, those little pintos, that's definitely going to blow up later.
I don't know. But also the cheese, fresh, real cheese, both Colby Jack and Pepper Jack. What?
Pintos.
Pinto beans.
No, I said with those pintos, yeah. What did pintos do, Bob?
Oh.
When we were, see?
Oh, that's See? A Ford reference.
Yes, that's what that
was. Yeah, that didn't turn out well for a lot of people.
No, it didn't. $5 they could have fixed that.
I could insert joke here and there. No, it's always too soon, never in good taste.
Mm.
So, sorry, can't go there.
Okay.
Black olives, what is your problem?
Just don't like the taste.
So what do you put in your nachos? Give me the short list.
Depends. Well, you pick your protein, whether it's going to be chicken or beef or whatever.
No,
or
chicken's too dry. Does not work. Please don't do that. Pork, if you want pulled pork, have a pulled pork sandwich. Don't ruin nachos. Go ahead.
Okay. Maybe you throw a couple of different kind of cheeses on there.
Yeah,
you got your tomatoes. You got your lettuce. Maybe a little bit of salsa. Jalapenos. They're really good in there. Put those on later so they don't dry out when you put them in the oven. So, just whatever else I can find around the house to put on there.
I would have put, I didn't put jalapenos, and I don't think we had any, but Betsy doesn't like the real anything peppery, and you can see it right away. Start sweating, start sweating.
Yeah.
But I did get some, banana pepper type thing in there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That works.
And the pinto beans are like a chili thing, so that they're actually in a can that's, there is a little spice to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some natural spices taking place there, and I spiced the meat a little bit when I was cooking.
Little green chilies. Yeah.
I didn't get them in this time, but pretty much you can put it whatever you want, obviously, in it. But the key is lots of fresh, real cheese. If you can pour the cheese.
No, that's not cheese.
There's something wrong with you.
That's not cheese. That's nacho cheese.
No, not Joe cheese. It ain't nobody's cheese. Mm-mm. Never should be.
No.
Whoever invented that, we should get rid of that person.
Yeah. Well, that sounded brutal.
All right. So I'm being efficient in eating leftovers. And President-elect Donald Trump has announced he's picked Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk and entrepreneur and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead the Department of Government Efficiency. Wow.
I like it.
I like it, but where do you start? That is I think it would be easier to build rocket ships that can land themselves backwards on the pad. Oh, but he's actually already done that. Okay, maybe these are the guys for the gig.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this?
What's that?
These guys are billionaires. They don't need a job. Vivek wants to serve his country in some capacity, ran for president. He knew we were on the wrong path, so he stepped up. I like that. Elon Musk, same thing. This guy stepped up. You don't think these guys are busy?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't become, multimillionaire/billionaires. I don't know. Mark Cuban looks pretty lazy. But anyway, these guys are motivated, and they're on the Trump team.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of that.
Yes.
They don't need to. And here's the thing. And I know that it'll come out. The left will somehow try to make it seem like they're in it for themselves. Remember they said Trump, all he cares about is himself?
Right, it's for the money. Right.
It was such an absurd thing. It's like, no, that's the last thing he cares about. If it was all about him, he would have never ran.
Uh-uh.
Are you telling me he would have put his family through this, put himself through this, all the courtroom drama, being shot at, being hit once?
No. And still run? A lot of you would have said, forget you. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
He did it because he wants America to be great again for his kids and for his grandkids.
Yes.
He's sacrificing for the good of our nation. It's like what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to make a lifetime out of politics, you know, and being a lifetime politician.
Joe Biden.
It was about, you know, find some level of success so that at some point you can leave that. And you've got people that you trust can keep whatever it is going, whether it's a farm or something else. And then you spend some time in Washington trying to help your constituents, your neighbors, your friends, and make America great. Make it work for everyone, and everyone gives back. That's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And so just having Ramaswamy and Musk is, to me, this is big.
Well, and I think really, if you think about it, just in those two alone, admittedly, a lot of the other ones are politicians of some sort. But the more people that you have that are driven like that, that are smart like that, and they don't need the money, you can't buy them.
Yes.
That's who you need kind of running the show.
So when they say they're trying to, you know, line their pockets or do this, baloney.
What a load.
And the other thing they do, they don't have to take care of all these bundlers and all these friends and all that. They say, I don't have anything to do with that. I don't owe you anything. Right. I made all my money on my own. And I could go back to doing that tomorrow if I choose to.
Yes.
But I choose to serve at the pleasure of the incoming president.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's awesome.
Those are guys that, what are you going to offer them? Hey, man, I'll build you a swimming pool if you slide that contract my way. It's like, I've got a couple of those, you know?
How about a nice jet or a helicopter with your name on it?
Actually, in the case of Musk, he's like, man, not only do I have my own line of cars, I've got my own rockets. I mean, you can play with that supersonic airplane that was, developed 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. That's fun. But, I might be vacationing on the moon one of these weekends.
Trump may have him build him a rocket just so he can get his name on one. He'll like that.
Wow.
It'd be funny.
I just think it's huge.
It is.
Another great pick. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense. And, what's a Fox News host have to do with running the Department of Defense? Well, he served tours in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He's got a couple of medals, and he has a great educational background as well. And he's fresh. He's not entrenched in the military, and he's not entrenched with those, cocktail party going, let me sell you something from my bag of goodies here.
Right.
That, we could build an airplane for, $155 billion. What? You want wheels on it? We're going to have to upcharge you for that. Yeah, that's a change order. We got a change order coming.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't buy the one with wheels. What can we tell you? All right. So Hegseth, that's going to be a great pick as well. All right. Whew. China has been holding more meetings with the Taliban than anybody else. I mean, what did they say? Something like a couple hundred meetings with the Taliban.
So what would the Chinese and the Taliban have in common to hang out and talk that much?
Dislike, distrust of America would be one of them, probably.
That's probably you're right there.
Yeah. And I also know that the Taliban has had several meetings with Putin. So I don't know if they're kind of shopping their wares, which used to be our wares, from Afghanistan.
That's true, too.
That they're going around going, we got this hardware. We got some kooky, crazy Taliban members that, don't mind killing for whatever. And so, maybe we'll go to work for you.
I don't like it. Scary thoughts, but it's the world we live in.
Yep. Despite its increasingly long list of atrocities against its own people, the Taliban has made significant diplomatic inroads, in large part facilitated by communist China.
Wow.
Maybe they'll just let them say, hey, we're not going to take Taiwan, but if you guys did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Remember, it was your idea. Just a thought there. There's plenty more to talk about. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and it definitely is a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's another awesome day. It's even more awesome than normal because it's a happy hump day, Trump day. Welcome to it. It is 8:50. Let's call it 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Rock the country. I mentioned this a couple times, but this is going to be big. Two-day event. A festival for We the People, returning to Ocala May 9th and 10th. This is a major, major festival. They're doing, I think, 10 cities are on there where they're going to stop, and Ocala will mark the fourth stop of the summer. And it's going to be, well, it's going to be legendary. Think about it. You got Kid Rock. You got Nickelback. You got, you know, you got Rock. You got country, and you've even got more than that. Here is the lineup for Ocala, and that is going to be Hank Williams Jr. I've never seen him. I would love to see him in concert. The legendary Tracy Lawrence, hot up and comers too. Gavin Adcock, Joe DiMassina.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, she is great. Diamond Rio, Mark Chestnut, Sammy Kershaw, Little Texas, Hudson Westbrook, Logan Crosby, Afro Man, Yin Yang Twins, DJ Silver. Had a great turnout last time, 30,000 people there. Brought in a lot of money into Marion County, so it's a win for that perspective. And these are always just like, you know, good folks who love America, basically. It's a great get-together. I had a blast the last time. And my understanding is pre-sale tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Now, pre-sale, and I'm not sure who's eligible for that and who's not, because it says public tickets go on sale Friday. All right, Friday at 10 a.m. And apparently they're going to have hotel packages that will be available this year. They did not have that last year. And all your tickets can be purchased at rockthecountry.com. And there is a chance we may have some goodies to pass along to you, but I haven't gotten the official word yet. So, you know, think positive thoughts, and hopefully that'll occur.
We like sharing, though, so there's that, you know.
I haven't had a chance to update all of my news and information, but did they do the vote yet for who is going to be the majority leader? I have not seen it in my kind of perusal of the headlines, but it's just a matter of time. It's supposed to happen sometime this morning. And it looks like Senator Rick Scott is probably going to be the pick, and I'm just guessing that because some big names are behind him. Senator Marsha Blackburn threw in and said, oh, yeah, absolutely, he's the guy. Senator Mike Lee has said the same thing. His name has come up time and time again. So, I think he'll probably get that leadership position, but they have to do the official tally anyway. Immigration. Yeah. We've got problems here, but I think the incoming Trump administration, I know they'll hit the ground running. We got Tom Homan from ICE retired. He's going to step back into a leadership role there, and really he's going to take care. He's going to address that border issue. Mm-hmm. And the left will try to tell you all the bad things about it, and you know, Trump's mean and all this. It's about the rule of law. It's about respecting the sovereignty of your nation, and if you don't respect the borders, you're not going to respect the nation in a lot of cases. So, and we have every right to defend those borders.
Absolutely.
This is our country, and being a citizen here means something. It should mean something. And so the Democrats will be the naysayers already. Some of the governors have come out. I think Kathy Hochul in New York's one of them.
Of course.
You know, we're gonna protect these people no matter what. It's like, do they listen to themselves? Do they hear themselves?
They can't. There's
constantly
no way.
Putting, you know, whatever term you want to use, a soft term, you know, unpapered humans or lacking identification. I don't know.
Let's just say others before Americans.
Exactly.
It covers everybody but Americans.
That, in essence, that is the point is mm-hmm. you're constantly, you know, going off about everything that you're going to do for people that aren't here,
sure, right.
that aren't Americans. I mean, aren't here legally. But yeah, they don't see that. They don't step outside themselves and go, yeah, how is this message playing to the average American? They're like, hey, we're Americans and we have needs. We're Americans and we've been suffering under this incredible level of inflation. Hey, we're Americans and we can't always purchase things using cash, so we have to use loans and the interest rates are clobbering us. You're killing us. And then we've got our veterans, you know, that have sacrificed for our nation, some of them living on the streets, and even you're even kicking some of them out. We know this happened in New York. They kicked out literally veterans out of a hotel to house immigrants. Does it really need like more explaining? And look, Europe's been down this path too.
Oh,
and I'm telling
you,
it's not a pretty picture what's developed there in many of those large cities.
France and England, both.
Yep.
Yeah, they're a mess.
In here, they're getting another boatload of people, literally. Man. More than 1,800 illegal boat migrants crossed the English Channel from France over the past week, despite continued promises from the Labour Party there to stem the tide. And between November 4th and November 10th, illegal aliens landed on British shores after crossing the channel in 30 people, smuggler-operated boats.
Wow.
Yeah. Saturday, 572 illegals were taken in at Dover. Another 209 arrived the following day. Back in 2022, they had nearly 40,000 had arrived by this point in the year. In the Immigrant Week media blitz, a typical tactic used by British governments to try to convince the public that they are actually addressing the pressing problems, but apparently they're not addressing it effectively.
Apparently not.
Yep. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll go over more of the great picks. We'll cover all the headlines. We'll also get some input from you, things that make you smile in about 45 minutes. All right. So stick around. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy, 97.3, The Sky.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.